Good evening, everybody. Nice to be with you and to offer this Mass with you and for you, and of course to bless the beautiful new Parish Activity Center. Congratulations on completing this impressive facility. I know it's going to benefit both the parish and the school for many years to come. It is the result, I think you would agree with me, it is the result of the wonderful leadership of your pastor, Father Prophet. I think we ought to congratulate Father Prophet. I'd like to thank your pastoral council and finance council and building committee, and I'd like to thank all of you because the building of this parish activity center is directly the result of your generosity. It's a way of expressing your love for your parish as well as your dedication to its mission to spread the gospel and to help form us all in the truth and the love of Jesus. I would say that this project is also part of a larger effort to renovate the parish as such, including this worship space, this church where we've gathered for Mass. Perhaps to brighten the church so that it will speak to us of the light of Christ and to help us to raise our minds and hearts in worship to God more easily. More important than all else is your response to Pope Francis' call that all the parishes undergo a missionary conversion. This is a clear recognition of what the Lord is asking of us in these times, when so many of our fellow Catholics no longer practice the faith, and when many, many people are living their lives adrift from the Lord's truth and love. Transforming a parish into a vital center of missionary activity is not an easy thing to do. It can be a cause for misunderstanding sometimes a cause for discomfort. But your parish is taking the call to missionary discipleship very seriously. And for that I thank you. And for that I offer you my wholehearted support. For we desire nothing more than to know and to love the Lord and to share the gospel with others in a manner that is convincing, in a manner that transforms their way of life as well as our own. As it happens, tonight's scripture readings offer us insight into how it is that you and I share the Word of God with love and with truth and with conviction, beginning with the reading from the book of Deuteronomy. In that reading, Moses petitioned God to send to the people of Israel a prophet. After all, the people found that direct communication with God was overwhelming. So they asked for a go-between, a spokesperson, if you will. In biblical terms, that person is called a prophet, someone who speaks for God. God answered Moses' petition in the affirmative. He said to Moses, "I will put my words in his mouth." The prophet would have authority as long as he spoke for God. But if he were to falsify God's word or to dilute God's word, the prophet would lose not only his authority, but also his life. And so, God promised to send the people a prophet in whom they could put their trust. His word would be truthful, it would be compassionate, and yes, it would be reliable. My dear friends, are we not longing and pining and aching for people in our culture who would tell us the truth? We become a society that no longer trusts its leaders, no longer trusts the media. We no longer trust that anybody is looking out for us. Too many denials of wrongdoing that later on turned out not to be true. Too many half-hearted apologies. Too much so-called fake news. Too many people trying to bully us, trying to force their opinion upon us. All of this and more has built a culture of distrust and division. And this culture of distrust is not limited to politics or business or to the media. I think we all feel it. Anybody who is in a position of authority will feel it. It's certainly something that I have to face as a religious leader. And it's something that we have to contend with, all of us, in our relationships at home, at school, at work, and even among our friends and our neighbors. And so we long for someone to say to us, as Walter Cronkite used to say on the evening news, and that's the way it is. Someone we can rely on to tell us the truth. But no one really seems to have that authority anymore in our culture. This brings us to the gospel, where we hear the people in the synagogue saying the very thing we would like to say ourselves. Hearing Jesus teach and seeing Jesus heal, they rejoiced and they said of him, "What is this? A completely new teaching presented with authority." Or as St. Matthew's Gospel puts it, the crowds, they were astonished at Jesus' teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not like their scribes. Yes, Jesus spoke with an authority unlike anybody else. What could this mean, except that Moses' request for a prophet, Moses' request for someone to speak the word of God honestly and lovingly, found its definitive answer in Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh? It's not merely that Jesus was more competent than the scribes or the Pharisees in explaining the law of God. No, Jesus came as one who not only spoke for God, but who was God in the flesh. The only Son of God sent into the world to proclaim the good news to the poor. The only Son of God sent into the world save us from our sins. When Jesus spoke in the synagogue, he didn't say things that were complicated, hard to understand, didn't dazzle people with his oratory or with his learning. No, he spoke humbly. He spoke lovingly. He spoke in a way that touched people's heart, helped them to see themselves as God saw them, opened them up to God's love, and chased away the demons of hatred and lust and dishonesty. When Jesus healed the man of the unclean spirit, everybody in that synagogue knew that Jesus had the power to heal them as well. This is what they meant when they said that Jesus taught with authority. This is the problem. The authoritative teaching for which they were waiting. Jesus is the prophet, the authoritative teacher for whom we are also waiting. For we can put our absolute trust in Jesus. As we put our trust in the Lord, as we trust His teaching, and open our hearts to Him in love, you know, something wonderful happens in our lives as well. Our hearts, our minds, our lives are changed by the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. No longer are our lives driven by fear or anxiety or self-centeredness. Instead, as St. Paul teaches us tonight, if God's Word finds a home in us, then we are freed of anxiety and distraction, even if we're working very hard to make a go of it in this complicated world of ours. When that happens, when God's Word finds a home in us, then we too begin to speak with authority. Instead of just being clever or opinionated, we speak with hearts that are filled with the light and the love and the goodness of God. Our deeds will have the ring of truth, the truth that comes from God. And our words, they will reflect the love of God poured into our hearts. We will be a people then who engender trust in others, a trust that heals the wounds of sin and division, a trust that helps to make the gospel and the church credible, a trust that helps to repair our badly fragmented society. So let us allow Jesus to speak to us today, tonight, with authority. The authority of a love that conquers sin and death. Then we too will have the authority of love and thus be able to engage well and wisely in the work of spreading the gospel. May God bless us and keep us always in His love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.